Amen.
And everything is still great, still wonderful in spite of everything. God is still
Hallelujah.
good.
Amen.
Exclusive and do it to all generations.
Hallelujah.
We are here another day.
Yes. Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm so glad I'm still here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
On the side, on this side of the river.
Yes, God.
No. All right, so we're going to just go on to the word from the book of Luke, chapter 19.
Amen.
Amen.
And chapter 19, beginning at verse 1.
Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before the and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when they asked somebody this question, are you looking for Jesus?
Amen. Are you looking for Jesus?
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 And you need, if you're not looking for him, you need to be looking for him.
Amen.
Because he is on his way back.
Amen.
And I don't know when and don't know how and don't know where. But he's coming. Because he said he will. And you have to realize that our time scale is not by his. Well, his time scale is based on eternity. And ours is based on day to day. Because we are here today, gone tomorrow.
Amen, that's right.
So, but he is here for eternity. He never fails.
My Lord.
And he's always present. Never sleep, nor slumber. He's always got his eyes on us.
Amen.
Because he cared for us and he cared about us. And he said, no, he's coming again to get his people. And he's coming back for a church that's not sparkling. But to look for Jesus, you need to know that you need to be doing what Jesus said do. Are you gonna miss him by the way? He's always where you are.
Yes, he is.
Although you may not see him physically, he's always present. He's ever present, God. Okay? Only present. He knows what we're doing. He knows our aches and our pains. He knows our worries and cares. He knows all our concerns. And he knows just how to fix them. And he will do just that. He will not allow anything to come on us. Able to handle.
Amen.
He is working it out for our good. And we know Romans 8 and 28 say that. And you know. Things are working together. The world is good of them that love God. Them that are called to the called to his purpose. So God has a purpose in our life. For whatever going on in our bodies, there's a purpose for that.
Mm-hmm.
It just not happening haphazardly. Is there because God says that we need this in order to make it in.
Mm-hmm.
And to the kingdom, be able to go back with Jesus when it comes. So you need to know that keep on looking.
Mm-hmm.
Once he's done to crack the sky, the trumpet gonna sound.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna come out with the voice of the archangel. Every eye gonna see him. Every tongue gonna have to confess about what they have done or didn't do with the time that God has allotted them on this earth.
Amen.
We're put here for do something, and not just to lay around. We're put here to do work for the kingdom, work for God. And if you're not looking for him, that means that you're probably slack on your work. Because if you're looking for him, you're going to be, you continue to do that work or you want to go back with him when he comes.
Yes, yes.
And some of us can't see him because of all the things in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the problems that we encounter. In our lives, they focus on the problems rather than on the problem solving. They focus on the worries and the cares rather than the one who's able to handle those and deliver us out of all those cares. We stay focused on what he says, he said, and not what the words say.
Amen.
Amen.
As long as you're doing that, you're not looking for Jesus. You look to find Jesus, you find in the scriptures.
Yes.
And you do what the scriptures say you do.
Mm-hmm.
And everything will work out all right. Mm-hmm. The purpose for us in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is working for our good, and everything that we need that is happening in our life, we need to give God thanks for it.
Yes.
Amen.
Taking us through that and bring us to another level.
Yes.
In the kingdom of God.
Amen.
My Lord. And
so we're going to be having our riches in heaven rather than our riches on earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And so keep in mind, we need to be looking for Jesus, not looking for a problem.
Amen. Amen.
Something that you can't handle, you can't do nothing about. But look, Jesus, he will tell you what to do.
Yes.
Jesus, he'll show you where to go.
Yes,
he will lead you and guide you every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Do it every day.
Amen.
He will not get tired of helping you. He will not get tired of delivering you. He will not get tired of correcting you. He will not get tired of you begging him and asking him for things. He doesn't get tired because he is not a man.
That's right.
He just should lie about anything. He is eternal. His energy is always at top, maximum.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
And overflowing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But he never gives out. He never. Now you think these things in the universe and the world stay where they are. Okay, the other things fall on, but some things that they remain the same.
Yes.
Because so let me know that if some of these things fall, then all of them could fall.
Yes, amen.
But yeah, he keeps certain things in place all the time.
Yes, amen.
Same track. Every day, every year, every month. Because God got it in his control.
Amen.
And he's working it out.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
And so, Jesus, the Lord said Jesus sent him to Jericho. Now Jericho is located by the seashore.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerusalem is up on the mountain area. Okay. So Jesus comes to Jericho. Jericho wasn't all that good because it had a lot of people that were doing a lot of wrong in there. Okay, but that's where Jesus going, because he had need to go there, go to Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also supposed to be looking for him, or at least bring him to places where they seem not to be.
Amen.
And when they get there, we need to show Jesus to the world.
Amen. You know,
through our action, through our deed, through our cares, and our faith, and our hope, and our joy. We see that the people see Jesus as the one that brings us through. So mm-hmm. Jesus through Jericho. And behold, there was a man there who had went by the name of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was the chief among the public,
yes.
And he was rich. And Zacchaeus was a tax collector,
mm-hmm.
And the people didn't like tax collectors. They don't mm-hmm. like too much today. But this man had to be the chief among them, so you know they really hated him.
Amen.
And he wanted to see Jesus.
Zacchaeus
was a publican, and we say he was rich.
Mm.
Okay, so he got all these fights against him because he was a tax collector. He was rich. He was chief among the tax collectors.
Amen.
He was just living high on the hog, they say.
Mm-hmm.
A little man. Okay? Mm-hmm. He wanted to see Jesus. Anybody want to see Jesus?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Wanted to see Jesus. And Jesus wanted to see him. That was Jesus' reason for coming to Jericho. He wanted to see Zacchaeus. Jesus mm-hmm. wanted to see you.
Right.
He wants you to see. He wants to see you calling his name. He wants to see you praying. He wants to see you living holy. He wants to see you living righteous. He wants to see you loving one another. He wants to see you doing the right thing, doing as he tells you to do.
Amen.
He wants to see you out there being a missionary. He wants to see you out there bringing people to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Out of them. Jesus wants to see you at work for the king.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Zacchaeus was working, he was working for the Roman government.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another spike on it.
Uh-huh.
He was working there, but Jesus wanted to see him doing work for him.
Amen.
Not work for the in the earthly life, but do some work for his heavenly life.
Mm-hmm.
So he sought to see Jesus who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And could not fall depressed.
My Lord.
Because he was a little
mm-hmm.
And so he's a short man, maybe about 4 feet or something. Or five.
My Lord.
He was shot among the other people that was in the area. Little in stature. So when Jesus walked through the town, crowd followed him. In fact, the crowd followed him. And Zacchaeus couldn't get close enough to see him. Everybody else was towering over him.
Yeah,
you know, they just didn't want to see the backs of other people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and he couldn't see Jesus. And so he wanted to see Jesus. We want to see some people out in the world want to see Jesus. But all they see is the back of those saints. They're not doing what they need to be doing. They're too busy passing them by. What you do to visit them, to talk with them, and tell them about Jesus. There was a sycamore tree in the area, and the kid saw the tree, and so he ran ahead of the cloud. And as he got to the tree, he climbed so that he could be above the other people. He wanted to see Jesus. Think he's the bad enough to climb the tree? So he finally lifted himself up over the problem. You got to try to see Jesus and get yourself up over the problem. Get up out of that lump that you're in and see Jesus on the other side of
it. Hallelujah.
Put that press in your heart, in your mind. And he was there. And he'll be there for you. But you just got to look over the problem that's laying in front of you and see him. Hand stretched out. Zacchaeus then got up on the climb up the tree. Jesus came to that place where he was. Jesus saw him on the tree. Jesus will see you. And whatever you're not doing, Jesus will see you.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
You will see your efforts. And we will say, God knows my heart. Yes, he does know your heart.
That's right. Yes, he does.
He knows your heart better than you know it.
Amen.
The content, the intent of your heart, and the size of your heart. He knows that. And so he sees that. And what you do, they just see it as well. So that when you realize that you're wrong, you can do it right. So when you see it, he looked up. And saw the kid. And said to him, that kid, make haste. And come on down for that tree. Whatever high horse you own, get it up and get out. You think you're better than somebody else? Get it up and get out. Just because you got a fine home or a nice car or some nice clothes, it doesn't make you better than the person that don't have that. So get up that high horse. And come down to a level where you can witness to the bum on the street. Come to a level where we can witness to one another.
Man,
talk about who somebody may be with or don't not be with.
Tell it, Pastor.
Talk about how we can get them delivered.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Talk about how they can work things out in the kingdom, for the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Come now, get in heaven, come now. Because today I need to be at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus wants to be in your house today.
Amen.
He wants to be there.
Hallelujah, to Jesus. You.
He wants to be there to lift you up.
Mm-hmm. He wants to
be
there to encourage you.
Yes.
He wants to be there to take you through your hard trial.
Hallelujah,
Jesus wants to be there.
Amen.
Amen. He hates that he is God in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't put it off for no longer.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to see Jesus, and Jesus wanted to see him.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to see Jesus, and Jesus wants to see you. This is bad, and you want to see him.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. So, get out. And he came down and he received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. So people can put a label on you.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not. They can put a label on you.
Okay?
They said they're going to be a guest with the sinner. They come to stay the sinner. The sinner.
Mm-hmm.
You can't save the sinner, they'll never go where they're at.
Amen.
You can't get people saved and you'll never go where they're at.
Amen. That's amen.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can't speak those that have been on your high horse.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get there and be on their level. Paul said,
amen. That's right.
It can be like many things that you can win a soul for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
To the Greek, he was a Greek.
Mm-hmm.
To the Jew, he was a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was, that's where he put himself on that level to understand their need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again. And so Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my good I give to the poor.
Yes, Lord.
And if I have taken away anything from them, from any man, by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. So now the kid makes his confession.
Mm-hmm.
He admitted what he'd been doing.
Amen.
And he said, in so many ways, I did try not to bother about it. But if I did, I'd give back to them not just what I took for
them,
but I'd do it for multiply it by four.
Amen.
And give it back to them.
Yes, Lord.
How much do you want to give up for the Lord? How much do you want to give up for the Lord?
Everything.
Everything.
See, you got to be willing to give up everything.
Everything.
Yes.
For the Lord. And knowing that whatever we give up, he's going to restore it.
Hallelujah.
Okay. He's going to restore it many times over.
Yes.
And okay. Lord, we have left everything. And the Lord said, ain't nobody left no house, man, mama and daddy, sister and brother, children. Nobody left anything that won't get back before. And more. So you don't lose.
Amen.
You gain all the time.
Gain all back.
Yes.
Yes, amen.
So this day the Lord told him, salvation comes to your house. When you make your confession of your wrong to the Lord, mm-hmm. ask for the forgiveness of that, salvation comes to your house.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And he also is a son of Abraham.
Yeah. Amen.
See, Zacchaeus was also a part of Jews. Mm-hmm. They were working for the Roman government. And this is why another reason they didn't like it. But the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Hallelujah.
You're looking for Jesus. Jesus is looking for you.
Hallelujah.
Not saved. He's looking to save you. He's looking for you. He needs you saved so you can do what the Father has commanded you to do. So you can do what you brought on this earth to do for the King.
Yes.
And heard these things, he added and spake a parable, saying, cause he was nigh to Jerusalem, and cause they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went to a far country to receive himself a kingdom and to return. Are you looking for Jesus? He came and is gone back, but he's coming again.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's coming back for each of us.
Yes.
Jesus is soon to come.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about he's going to come back to the baptism of the church from the earth. But in the meanwhile, he's taking us one by one now.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, every minute, every second, somebody leaves here.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. And you need to be waiting and watching.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes, you don't miss it.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you keep your eyes to you, because he's come on his way back.
Amen.
And he will take you. He will take you through.
Amen. Slow.
All right. Are you looking for Jesus?
Are you looking for Jesus?
Okay. Lord, God bless you. Keep on looking for Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
God bless you, too, Pastor.
When he comes, you'll be ready.
Yes.
Yes.
Just as that king was ready for Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Anytime you look to him, he's already looking for you.
Yes.
Amen.
The day you were born.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
He will continue to look for you to the day you die.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless. And may have a smile for you.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Good sermon, Pastor. Amen. Good sermon.
Good Hallelujah. Word. Good word.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to get a benediction at this point. May the grace of God speak to me and the Holy Spirit rest, move, and abide with each of us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.